When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Now, Jillian Michaels.
Oh, Manus has some steam to blow off today. Do I need to welcome? Do I need to do this stupid welcome thing first before we get started?
Yes, you could do the
Good
welcome.
God. Okay, welcome. All right, go. I can't with your formalities.
That the whole point is we're not supposed to do that crap.
Why are you such a jackass today?
Well, I've been kind of quiet about it, but now I just can't. I do have some steam.
Do it, Manus. Do it!
If you are going to contest a will,
prick,
just know the ramifications.
Okay, ready? Get your quack board ready.
Well,
you're an asshole.
Well, it's just, it's interesting because,
bleep those. Bleep
we're not talking, anyway, I come from a very middle class family. My parents worked very hard. They did not.
You drove a Ferrari to school.
I didn't drive a Ferrari.
You're a brat. You're a spoiled brat.
But were they, they were both depression kids. So they saved and they gave up for their kids, right? That class of generation.
Heidi's parents, same way.
Exactly. They put aside, and so they.
Meanwhile, my parents were rich, and my dad was like, "I'm leaving you guys with nothing, richer than shit, nothing, not a pot to piss in." Go on.
So now because my father's passed, of course the will has come out, and my brother and sister and I are executors. Anyway, but all of a sudden, someone, like, it was going fine, it goes to probate, all that stuff, you know, and then all of a sudden this guy,
yeah,
decides that
long lost.
Well, but he's been around. It's just he hasn't been around. Like, he visited my dad maybe, I don't know, once a year.
Wow.
Never came in to take him.
He's like, this visit will be worth $5,000 every time I visit. I'm gonna log in my time, and then I'm gonna let it accrue interest.
But like my sister's kids and my brother's kids, you know, they spent time with their grandparents. You know, they took them to appointments. They took them,
right,
you know, helped them move things. They did things. And this guy feels he not only wants what the grandkids are getting, but he wants more.
Oh.
He wants more. And it's just, and I just, you know, so now everything, now what happens is with this is everything gets frozen. No
oh
one gets anything,
God,
right?
Yes,
so no one gets
so
the grand, nobody gets it, just, it's just solid. But what I think what.
People go crazy with money, dude.
People, and that's what I wanted to talk to you. What,
they
death and money. It's.
Yeah, they go crazy. I have had, you know, unfortunately, and like you see a little bit of it on Just Jillian, like. Towards the end, right, where I'm like, all these evil things happen, and you know, people do crazy things for money, and then they're angry at each other, and it's because I have seen it now firsthand, right? Because if you make a little bit of money, the roaches crawl out of the woodwork.
I mean, I've been through everything. I had an ex steal a horse from me, a $25,000 horse. She stole the horse, right?
Sorry?
Yeah, stole him. $25,000 horse. Stole him, and I was like, return the horse, you nut job. We're gonna press charges for grand theft. She turned around and said that I hit her.
Oh, Jillian.
Yeah, that I beat her, and she was afraid of me. And this is when my career was just starting, right? And Giancarlo, I wrote her parents, and I was like, your daughter is blackmailing me for this horse. And I was like, and I'm going to tell you right now that she might get her moment and like these rumors might fly, but I will put her in jail for this. And her dad was like, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. Like she had forged a bill of sale, the whole thing, right?
What would she do? Just walking down Burbank Boulevard with a friggin' horse? How do you steal a horse?
She took receipt of the horse and she sent a fake bill of sale to my business manager. And even though the check, right, I paid for the horse, the whole thing, she sent a fake bill of sale to my business manager and had them put her name on the original bill of sale. So I was like, no way, you're not going to get away with this. Anyway, she turned around and said, I hit her. I had another one. I mean, dude, it goes on and on and on and on and on. And people will do anything for money. And it's like, that's the thing. They'll do anything for money. Not all people, but bad people. And unfortunately, you know, there's always one, right? How many family members do you have? A lot, right?
Yeah.
And how many have done this?
One.
And all it takes is one, right? So about all the people I've ever met in my life, you know, there have been, I don't know, 5, 10 that have tried to pull this shenanigans. But I've met, you know, thousands of people, but...
Well, I guess
but those are the ones that cause the biggest problems.
Yeah, and yeah, it's and, you know, and I talked to my shrink about that, and I said to her, I said, Jackie, what is it? And she said, most people that contest wills, there's a personality, and they are people who
entitled.
There's many reasons, but she said they also have gone throughout their life never feeling heard or never feeling acknowledged.
Oh, I can see that.
So they take it.
These people.
Yeah. So yeah. If they're not in the will or whatever, then they feel.
Yeah.
I'm going to be heard this way.
And if you're going to break up with me and you're not going to whatever, I'm going to say, you know, I'm either going to say you hit me and you beat me if you don't give me the horse. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah, it's strange. It's a psychological profile.
I'm going to say that you're prejudiced against pregnant women if you don't give me $500,000 and all the same shit. Yeah,
So when I heard the psychological profile that my shrink explained to me, and I looked at this guy and I went, oh, my God.
Yeah.
He fits it to a T. He fits this profile. It made so much sense. But, you know, I mean, I understand sometimes there's situations in family where, you know, you've been shunned from the will because you're gay, or you've been shunned from the will because you married someone who is not of your same race, or you know what I mean? So they go.
But even still, that's like blood money. I wouldn't even want it. I'd be like, I'll make my way. Thanks.
Yeah,
but with my dad.
Yeah.
When he dies, I don't even care what's happening to his money. And it's like, I don't even want a dime of his. Not that he would ever give it to me. But not only did he not give me a dime, but I've paid for his two other kids to go to college, when they get it for their health care, for their medical emergencies. I've personally paid all that. And I don't ever want to see a dime of his money. And I think that, you know, if there was something I could say to everyone listening, like, move on. You know, you want to take your power back? If you feel wronged, it's not about getting their money. It's about making your own money. Success is the best revenge. If this kid felt like, oh, you know, I was shunned and I'm going to get mine. Well, the way to do that is to live in the most successful way possible. You know,
that's such a great spin on
yeah,
that.
I mean, like the girl that I broke up with because she was crazy. And all she did was turn around and go, look how crazy I am.
Right.
Aren't I batshit crazy? Whereas, like, let's say this girl had turned around and been like, all right, I'm really hurt. I'm upset, you know, and gone on to live this great life and been very successful in her own right. Maybe I would have looked back and gone, oh, wow, I blew it there. Instead of me being like, God, she was nuts.
Thank God.
No idea how she was nuts. Thank God we got rid of this girl now. You know, and it's like, that's the, if you are one of those people, that's, I'm going to tell you right now, that's your best revenge. Well, like, wrong.
So there's two things about this that I wanted to bring up to you because I know you feel these, but there's ramifications. If you're going to contest, you might as well just hand in the set a note to all your family and say, piss on you people, because I don't want to have anything to do with my family. Because let's face it, how can we see, well, however the outcome of this is, do you really think I'm going to say, oh, I can hardly wait for you to come over for Thanksgiving dinner?
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you must realize when you do this, you are kissing your family goodbye.
Yep.
And I guess it doesn't matter.
That's the point.
Oh, I never thought of that.
I think that's the point. And I think the point is I've always felt like I was on the outside, so now I'm going to make you miserable. It's like, you know what? And I will say this. I have done this before. Like, if somebody hurts my feelings, then I'm like, well, I want you to feel the way I felt. You made me feel rejected and unwanted. I'm going to make you feel that way.
Right.
It's taken me years to try to deal with this in a more intelligent and sophisticated way of saying that hurt my feelings. You know, my feelings are hurt. You know what I mean? Oh,
yes.
My God. Even like with my little brother, we went through something recently where I was like, I feel like you're not there for the kids as much. And, you know, I feel like I was always there for you and I'm disappointed. And my initial reaction was to just ice him out, right? I'm going to ice you out. I'm not going to reach out to you. I'm not going to be the one that always reaches out and does X, Y, and Z. And my shrink was like, good God, you know, you're acting like a child. Why can't you just go to him and say you're disappointed? And it literally did take, I wasn't able to do it, but my brother was like, I miss the kids. And poor thing opened the door. And I was like, you miss them? When's the last time you saw them? You know, and in that moment, I was like, rein it in. And then I was like, Greg, I feel like, but Jen, I mean, people do, right? They're like, I felt like this, so I'm going to make you all feel this way. It's hard, dude. It's hard. This is doubly charged. It sounds like there's money, right, involved. It sounds like there's also like a bit of a vendetta going on. Jealousy.
Yeah.
Always jealousy. Jealousy, envy. Jealousy is a dangerous feeling. You got to learn how to take jealousy and use it productively by going, oh, this shows me what I always wanted. So I guess what I really wanted was either a family or financial success. Now I know what direction I need to push my life. Instead, you know, we fight, we dig ourselves into a worse hole. We make, now he has no family, right? So now he's created even more of a problem.
Yeah. And I guess that's it, you know, and he jumped. Unfortunately, you know, my brother and sister and I had discussed it all, and we had thought, you know, we'd already plotted out to give him something out of our inheritance.
Yep.
Give him something. But he jumped the gun right away. Like, he automatically went to the lawyer.
He was waiting, dude.
I guess so.
He's been waiting to pounce on that one for a long time.
Oh, that's interesting.
For sure.
I never thought about it that way.
For sure.
Okay, so the last thing then I'll bring about this is his wife and kids are really nice people. They're nice people. So I think to myself, and we've talked about this on the Maximize Your Life Tour, about co-signing someone's bullshit.
Oh.
Right? So how can you... I'm not in a relationship, so I'm the last person to say this, but you are in a relationship. So let's say, how do you co-sign... Your person being an a-hole.
Stop them, dude. Heidi can't always stop me. She'll tell me. She can. She'll say, don't send that email. Please don't send that email. Please don't, you know, don't say that. Don't write that. Don't tweet that.
And you do it.
And do it anyway. I've tried to listen to her because she's always right. I've tried.
I'm sorry.
But I mean, like, and now I read everything to her before I send it now.
You're like Adele. You're going to get shut off like Adele got shut
hello
off.
Hello from the outside.
Forever from
hello
the
from
outside.
Siberia. Yeah, is this thing on? Hello? Yeah.
What happened to that Jillian?
Yeah.
What happened to her?
That's right. Iced out. I mean,
I guess
can't always stop them, dude.
Okay. All right. I guess but you still but do you what do you say to your spouse, your partner when you see them doing something? I guess I can't speak.
You cannot. I mean, I of all the times Heidi was like, babe, don't do that. Just call, babe. Oh God, listen to this. So the other day we come home and someone had parked in front of our garage again, right? which drives me insane because it's on Pacific Coast Highway. Oh. I have two little kids, and there's a reason I spent a fortune remodeling my house to put two garages so we could get both cars in, and you know, and someone parked in front of the garage, and I see red when someone does that. I'm like, I have two babies. You've parked in front of my garage. I have to carry my children across Pacific Coast Highway. I see red. And I'm like, that's it. Like, I am so primitive. I'm like, I want to key this car. I mean, I don't. But that's my fantasy, right, of writing, F you, a-hole. You know, like, that's how mad I get. I'm going to flatten every tire. You know, and of course I don't for a million reasons, jail being one of them. But, you know, I'm like, that's it. I'm calling the city. You're towed. You're gone. You're out of here. Bye-bye, car. F you, whoever did this. And Heidi is like, please don't do this. Let me just knock on the neighbor's doors. And I'm like, no. No, no, no. And she's knock, 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 knock. Listen to this, right? So I'm like, that's it. You can do what you want, but I'm going inside and I'm calling the city. And I want to call the city. I want them to come and get this car. I'm so angry. She's asking me not to. I want to. Well, guess what? One of our neighbors, she's like, hold on a second. And this woman comes out with, I don't know, a 9-year-old. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I was picking up my daughter, and we ended up getting caught over some conversation. And Janice, I turned around, and I was like, no worries. No worries. Yeah, and I was like, if you want, if you could just move, and I can pull in my garage. We're home for the night. And I, in that moment, was like, I had no animosity towards that woman and her little girl. And I completely understood because she was like, oh, I'll only be a minute. And it's like, you know, later at night and, you know, hopefully it'll just be a second. And I was like, God, and you think I listened to Heidi? No. Heidi found her before I had the car gone.
Absolutely. Yep.
And then I was like, wow, you're an ass, Jillian. You're such a piece of crap. You're such an a-hole. But, you know, she couldn't stop me, dude.
Gotcha.
She couldn't. It was like, I was like, who is the scumbag that just thinks they can park in front of my garage? I'll show you. You want inconsiderate? I'll show you inconsiderate. And it's because I have felt people are so inconsiderate, right? It's all historical. So anyway, that's all I'm trying to say. It's just not that simple, Mama.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
It's just not.
All right. Well, I'll let go of her co-signing then. But anyway, I guess in the big picture, just so you know, just because this is all new to me, wills are all new to me because I'm of the age and you know, if you're ever having to deal with a will, someone will always take a run at your will. That's what the lawyer said. Someone's always going to take a run. So, you know, you can, however you write it, my parents
so
took
sad.
Very special care to make sure and he was covered in an indirect way by my folks. He was covered, but he just wants more. So, just know that do your best with a will. I don't know, but someone's going to take a run. Anyway,
man,
I don't know, it's kind of sad. It makes me feel bad for my folks, that's for sure.
But it does.
So, all right, well, hopefully we'll be back with something.
I'm going to take a run at that will. Did I ever leave? I think I visited the I logged sometime in that hospital. Okay, guys, you're always asking me what kind of athletic apparel I am wearing. Well, I'm going to tell you where I get it because the brands run the gamut. I get it online at a place called Carbon 38. They are the bomb, the absolute best for fashionable, high-performance women's activewear. Carbon 38 partners with fitness professionals to wear, test, and model all their apparel because their mission is to empower women to live their healthiest lives so you look and feel amazing. Go to carbon38.com/Jillian to receive 15% off your first purchase. And when I say they have all the cool brands, I mean they have all the cool brands. So go now and check it out. You will not regret it. I would like to bring something up that's very important.
Okay.
Likeability.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a career coach segment.
Oh, it's a career. Are you sure? Or is it career or is it lifestyle coach?
Hmm.
I think it sounds more Well, it's a bit of both.
Yeah.
But if there was a lifestyle coach on the Jillian Michaels show,
lifestyle.
What would she wear? Because, you know, this, I love to be titillated
love
with
doctor.
All these. I know the love doctor.
Lifestyle
I know the,
guru.
And I know the tech advisor. We've had the tech advisor
I
on.
I like a lifestyle guru. What would the lifestyle guru? She would be simple.
Floaty. Wouldn't she
Looks
wear like
me. Mm, I think like a nice.
Eat, pray, love kind of look.
A little too bohemian, I think. I think jeans and a t-shirt.
Really?
Yeah, because she's chillaxed.
That's. And what would she wear on her feet? Just.
Flops.
Flops.
I think it's me.
I think it's you.
I think it's me.
Sweats?
No, I'm wearing sweats.
Flops.
I've got, because I'm always freezing in here.
And a loose bun.
Yeah.
A loose bun.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so,
here's the lifestyle coach.
Well, okay, so check it out. As I think you know, Heidi and I have been looking at new schools for Lou. And right away, I get an immediate reaction from the principal. And one principal was sitting behind a desk, and I was like, ugh. And then another one had her arms crossed, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
And then another one had, like, first thing, big smile, right? And there's been, you know, we talked about this, and I'm not an expert on body language, but for God's sake, you know, they've done study after study after study about the power of smiling, facial recognition, and how it releases serotonin in you, the person you're smiling at. If you're trying to make an impression, whether it's, you know, on the other moms, in, you know, on the playground, or the, you know, coworkers, or somebody you want to ask out on a date, for God's sake, smile.
I, you know what?
Smile.
The thing is, I think we don't look at. I wouldn't look at you and go, "Oh, that's weird body language." I would just, it would be a feeling I'd get. I think it's a subconscious
it
kind of thing. You
oh,
just go,
for
"Oh
sure.
man,"
and it's immediate. And that's
absolutely.
Why Heidi, with her resting bitch face,
real
yeah.
thing.
It, oh no. hell yeah! Yes,
no,
it,
no resting bitch face is real for
yeah,
sure.
Resting
yeah.
bitch face.
Yeah.
Yeah, Heidi has resting bitch face.
Well, I don't know about Heidi, but I do know it's very real.
Smile. Look at someone, pause. Smile. Right? Or smile and pause for a second. And then the next, look at them. Look them in the eye.
Not a girl. You hold that swear in. Good on you.
Yes.
Let's all applaud.
Thank you. Thank you.
Way to go.
Look them in the eye, man.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's like acknowledging someone. And there's like all these techniques, like count their blinks when they're talking.
Oh, sweet Mary, no.
Just because it's like to get you to just really look. Or look at one eye. I remember hearing like if you look at one eye on somebody, it's more powerful than both eyes.
What if it wanders?
I have trouble looking at both. Can't imagine that cross-eyed.
Yeah, one eye.
I thought you could only look at one eye and most people switch eyes. While conversing. So, like, if I'm starting to look at your right eye, halfway through the conversation, I'll go to your left eye.
I feel like I can look right at both your eyes by looking right in the center of your eyes.
It's the key to success.
Can you tell I'm looking at the center of your head? Or do you think I'm looking at you in the eyes?
You look like you're stoned out of your mind. You look like you just ate a reefer's pieces. That's what you look like. Have you seen that crap?
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
good God. That's what you look like right
Touché.
Now.
Touche. All right. So yeah. Look at him.
Just look at him. Yeah. And if you're in a group and someone else is talking, but there's somebody you're trying to impress in the group that isn't talking, they say, you know, experts will tell you, I just read this somewhere, that you should look. Okay. So for example, you're talking, Janice,
yes.
right? But I want to impress Jake. While you're talking, I should still look at Jake every now and again so he knows I care what he thinks.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, you know, you'll be like, blah, 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 and I'm looking at you, looking at your one eyeball, or counting your blinks, and then I'll look at Jake, and like, what do you think?
But I'm still talking. A little bit.
Yeah, I'll be like, oh, yeah, Jake. Just like when we were looking at your outfit, and we were both horrified, I looked at Jake, and I was
you did look,
and I was like, what do you think of this? And Jake was like, whoa. And that all happened.
Together.
Yes.
Silently, just.
Yeah, no, it was a together, I felt very part of.
Do you watch this? You talk.
Okay. And so what I was thinking about talking about a little bit later, but see now you're in.
Right. So I looked at Nicole and right in that exchange, we were both like, can you believe her?
However, to me, that's almost a negative. I'm taking it somewhere.
But you didn't see it. You didn't see it. You don't know what was happening there.
I don't know. I feel the head turn completely away from Janice can be rude.
Yeah.
Whereas
it's quick. It's a quick glance.
Right. The side glance to Jake, because it creates a triangle. It still keeps Janice included, but it's now including Jake as well.
Speaking of geometry, here's another one. When you're talking to someone, turn your whole body to them.
Okay.
Don't give them the, like, over the shoulder or any of that crap.
Yeah, that's rude. Absolutely.
Turn the body.
Vice versa.
Because it says you're giving them your undivided attention.
That's a good way to know when someone cares about what they're saying to you. If their feet are facing away from you, they're ready to just walk away from the conversation anyways.
Oh.
I've learned this one.
I like it.
And if their feet are facing towards you and they're facing towards you, they actually care about what they're saying.
Sounds like someone's been to some therapy lately.
Yeah. Janice is smoking her pen like she's Groucho Marx.
No, but that's very observational.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. I'll never forget, I saw Jane Fonda years ago, right? And as a kid, I loved her. Not because I thought I was into exercise, probably because I was a big homo and I saw Barbarella. But honest to God, I loved her.
Like, let's just get transparent.
Yeah, well, I thought she's great at what she does, mm-hmm. right? She was one of the top actresses of her time. She had won Oscars. She was an activist. And again, you know, I didn't know anything about the Vietnam War, but I just loved the fact she was very political at that mm-hmm. time. The Vietnam War had come and gone, but she was involved in politics. Her husband was Tom Hayden. You know, at this point, I was like 13 years old. Vietnam was long over. But, and she was fit, and I love Jane Fonda. Well, I grew up, obviously. Now I'm about 32 years old, and Bob and I saw Jane Fonda at a hotel while we were living in Australia. And I was like, oh my God. And he's like, girl, don't do it. Right? And I was like, oh, and he's like, please don't do this. Don't do this. Yeah, and he, you know, Bob is like, he was like the quote Hollywood trainer, so like he was kind of in the know, and
yeah.
He, you know, and I was like, no, and so sure enough, I go in, and I was like, excuse me, Miss Fonda, and she's walking into the hotel, she turns only her head to look over her shoulder at me. Yeah, and I was like, oh my God. And you know how I am. So I was like, you whore. So I had a similarly awful moment with Oprah once, where she put her hand in my face on her show.
No.
Yeah, oh yeah. And I turned my whole body. Yes, she did. I turned my whole body away. Giancarlo's dying, mind you. He's dying in the green room. We all went on for The Biggest Loser. And so, like, we weren't allowed to talk to her. We weren't allowed, I don't know, all this weird stuff. We're sitting out there on the stage. She asks a question. There's me, Bob, and several contestants. And she's like, well, isn't it harder? I'm pretty sure this was the question. When you go home, when you're not working out all these hours a day and this, that, and the other. And I was like, well, actually, and she puts her hand up in my face. No. And I, you know how I am.
Yeah.
I was like, you bitch. And I didn't speak the rest of the day. I turned my whole body away from her, and the thing is, like, body language says it all. Like, the fact that Jane Fonda, you know, and I was like, I'm a huge fan of yours, and I, you know, I finished the thought because I had already engaged in the thought with her, but she never once even turned her shoulder. She was looking over her shoulder, and I didn't ask for a picture. I didn't ask for anything. I just was paying her a compliment, and she said something like, "Is that all?" or "Thanks." Whatever, and walked away. Well, years later, I think she contacted Giancarlo about a charity, and I was like, Giancarlo didn't even tell me because he knew I would say no at the time. And I was just like, really? God. Yeah, you know, and it's the body, like, all she had to do, you know, it's that,
turn
you
around.
Know what? I get it. You might be having a bad day. Turn around. Nothing could have felt more dismissive to me than that. Over the shoulder, like, yeah, like, or the hand in the face, like, stop with that. I can't. And I think the last thing is, like, try not to fidget when someone's talking to you. It feels like they are just waiting to leave, like the feet in the other direction.
Or they're bored with what you're saying.
They're bored. Yeah. They're bored.
You know what you do when I start talking?
I get on my phone. I am bored.
The phones kill me.
Oh, the phones.
Like, I'm on my phone a lot, but, like, if I'm talking to someone, I'll put it down. How could you talk to somebody on your phone, too?
Or dinner.
It kills me.
I usually, if I have it out, I'll say, it's usually because of my kids. I'll be like, I'm so sorry, I'm waiting for a phone call from my kids. Or my son is sick, or, like, something's going on. But I will always preface by saying, like, I really apologize. I have something going on with my kids right now. And I try, you know, really hard to...
My friends and I have a few games, like, we'll put them all in a stack on the table if we're, like, out and be like, all right, well, whoever touches their phone first pays for next round.
It's a douche. Yep.
Yeah, and you're a douche and you're publicly shamed by us.
We have.
You know what? I don't mean to take this away from Bob, but we had somebody very interesting on the Drive show who talked about addiction to iPhone or to your phone and just the fact that we want that. There's, and I'm not going to do him justice, but there's, like, this, What am I going to miss? Like, what am I going to miss if I don't engage with that? And it's just like this. It's like we're constantly, it's like a dopamine.
FOMO.
It's like this. We are. And it's just this bizarre addiction we have to it because it feeds this weird hormone in us. Like, anyway, I know that's taken away from body.
No, but it is the same sort of thing. It's like if you want to make an impression, engage. And last but not least, and this is totally off subject, Nicole has just, we've been going through so much, right? We've just been, I mean, the schedule, it's been, oh my God. You're going to Australia for 2 days. You're working the second you land to the second you go to bed. And then you get up again, and then you land, and then you get up at 4 a.m. and you do media. Then you get up at 5 and you do media. Then you get up at 6 and you do media. And, like, there's a million things going on. If one thing goes wrong, I'm like, God damn it, Nicole. And the other day, like, I finally sat down for 5 minutes and I was like, what about the 10,000 things this kid did right? And if she doesn't catch every single ball, you know, and the only thing that you see, of course, is the one ball that drops because the other ones are still in the air.
Yeah.
So when's the last time you stopped and said thank you? Or, by the way, stopped and said I love you, which is another one I get from Heidi all the time. Stop for a second today. And is there anyone you need to thank? Is there anybody you're taking for granted? Is there anybody that you need to just remind that you love them that might want to hear it?
Ladies, tell me now.
No,
no, no, ladies out there listening.
Oh, cute. Oh, God, guys.
You know what? You are going to learn something here.
Manus has brought in a segment, Jake.
No, I didn't bring it. I'm actually just reading it. I'm reading it
segment.
From...
Hold on. Let me kick back.
I'm reading it from a magazine.
I wonder if this will...
And it's about how to stop... Oh, you know what? Oh, see, this is what...
I can't close it.
You jackass. You just broke Rick Deez's thing.
Hang on.
Oh my God. Why do you do this whenever it's my turn to talk?
Well, I'm going to get comfortable.
It makes no sense to me.
I'm ready.
Okay, you know how I've always complained when I go to the gym and I see
put
people
up a little leg rest thing.
Just dicking around. They dick around.
Dicking around.
No.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
These are some.
By the way, do you love that you and I aren't allowed to eat? We're not allowed to do swear. And she says dick, and she farts and belches into the microphone, but we're not allowed to, God forbid, chew a bite of food when our blood sugar is dropped.
One little
double
burp
standard
came out a little
That's
while
what
ago.
It is. Okay. Yeah.
Now listen up, you guys.
Ducking around.
How much time do you waste in a gym? Okay, here it is. Mm-hmm. Fiddling with workout apps. Mm. Texting or emailing. Hmm. Watching TV. I must admit I'm a little bit guilty of standing and watching a game if it's exciting.
I text, but only if I'm on the Stairmaster.
See, why do you take your phone in there with you?
Because I'm on the Stairmaster. Okay. Then I'm allowed to, and then I can get that stuff done. It's multitask.
This one makes me smile. Considering your next exercise. I've seen dudes standing there just going, what am I going to do next? Okay. I don't know if they have that voice.
Okay.
Waiting for resetting equipment.
Great.
Cleaning up after others. Have you seen those people?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen them with their squeezy bottle.
Is there like a suggestion for this or is it just like
I'm just complaining.
Oh.
Making small talk. Judging other workouts.
I do that a lot.
Well, that's part of your job.
Yeah.
Checking people out.
No.
Yeah. Weighing yourself.
Nope.
Sitting in the sauna. Oh, I don't do that. Creepy. Who's gonna? That's just dirty.
Yeah.
I don't go in those places in the sauna.
You sure?
It's dirty. You know you're gonna come out and you know you're gonna itch. There's something. Why would I want to sit in someone's manky monk?
I think it's like a.
Is it healthy?
Steam situation, right?
Oh, steam.
Opens the pores.
Steam. I've done things in a steam room
by myself.
Oh, the
sauna's dry.
The dry heat. And they pour the things over the coals and it sizzles.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. It's dirty. It's just dirty.
Okay.
Taking water breaks, whatever, or resting longer than needed between sets.
Okay, well, now that you've read that.
Yeah. What's the takeaway?
Yeah.
Stop it. Just stop it. Just go in and do your workout and stop dicking around in the gym. Don't look at people. Don't just play with your phone. Don't fiddle with your junk. That's the last thing I need to see when I'm trying to do an exerted pull-up is some guy.
An exerted pull-up?
Exertion. Fiddling with his junk.
Who does that?
They're in the gym. They're just always wiggling around. I don't want to see that.
Jake, do you do that?
I don't go to the gym.
Why are we
But
asking?
If I did, I might wiggle it around a little bit.
God, take it out.
Why not? You're at the gym. You know you're feeling confident. Just
move it around.
Move it around a bit.
Interesting.
Oh,
hey, everybody, look at me. Yeah.
My son loves his penis.
Really?
Yeah, he loves it.
I love mine, too.
He pulls on it all the time. I'm like, buddy, don't pull on Mr. Wiener. He pulls on it. I don't know. Why does he pull on it?
He's getting the hang of it.
He pulls him, poor little Mr.
Oh, you
Mr.
know
Wiener.
What? It almost makes me feel a little bit sick.
Sometimes he...
Boys are... We're gross creatures.
Sometimes he whacks his nudicles, too. It's so odd.
He whacks his nudicles? Did you just...
I call them nudicles. Yeah.
Nudicles.
Little baby testicles. Like, sometimes he smacks them. I'm like, bud. Because they still put him in a nighttime diaper because he's only 3. He's out of diapers. He's been out of diapers for almost 2 years now, but he sleeps in one. Still... Because sometimes accidents happen.
Yeah.
So I put on his nighttime diaper. And right before I do, he just starts slamming his bag. Why?
That's weird. I don't know. I mean, that's not weird, but...
And he laughs. I'm like, buddy, you got to be nice to Mr. Wiener. Wham! I don't get it.
Wow. I'm glad that this informative segment about stop dicking around at the gym. Speaking of which, what better way to end it?
Alright guys, we're talking about plated right now. You know it's been on your mind all day because last night's dinner was, in a word, delicious. And you cannot wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes, but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef quality ingredients. And with plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to plated.com/Jillian and choose from amazing chef design recipes each week. You'll find easy to prepare selections that you can make in under 30 minutes. Then the culinary pros at Plated are going to lovingly fill a refrigerated box with all the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner so nothing is wasted. Everything is delivered straight to your door, whether it's meat, poultry, veggies, spices, anything and everything you need on the day you need it, and no worries if you're not home. Your Plated box will keep everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Hurry over to plated.com/Jillian now and get 2 meals free. That's right, 2 meals free. Plated.com/Jillian. That's plated.com/Jillian.
Right. I'm enjoying dipping into the Jillian Michaels email bag. Oh. Can always tell, you know, just I try so hard. Oh. Hi, Jillian and the team.
Hi, Manis.
No, you don't say hi to Janice or Manis.
Okay.
You're saying hi to Annabella.
Okay.
So, hi, Jillian and the team. My name is Annabella. I'm 22 from across the pond.
22, yeah.
I have a serious case of what some might call daddy issues. Ugh. To cut my life story short, I have a dad who was and is emotionally unavailable. I kind of knew all my life that I had issues from his behavior. I've never had a boyfriend, which everyone apparently cannot believe, which makes me worry even more. But the situation is that I do really want someone, and I've taken steps to do so, but I've been having a problem. Two guys, which I actually let my walls down and I let them fell for, I managed to push away, and I'm not sure how to stop myself from doing this. I always get the comment that you're just too much, or I get the comment, hey, you're great, you'd be a great girlfriend, but I managed to make them change their mind. I would just like some advice as to what to do next and how to stop feeling down on myself and my actions when I get into a relationship.
Oh, this is so hard without talking to her.
This is totally unrelatable.
Yeah, Jake, you mess. Janice, she needs to go to therapy.
Okay. And thanks for calling the Jillian Michaels Show.
No, here's the thing, though.
No,
without talking to her,
it's
hard.
I know, but she's in Britain.
In Britain?
In Britain.
She's in Britain now. I know. But no. Here's the thing, right? I mean... There are a million reasons we do that, obviously. But the great irony, I was just talking to my shrink about this. We were talking about the finale of the show. One of the things that we tried to do was be... It's entertaining, right? And it's fun. And episodes 4, 5, 6, 7 are not overwhelmingly deep, right? 1 through 3 is a little heavier. 4 has some. 6 has a little... But we lighten the tone, and then in 8, it kind of goes a little bit more into a little bit more serious. It's the end of the series, or the end of the season. And my shrink and I have this conversation, and it's, you know, we talk about this all the time on the show. The more you try to defend against things that happen to you, the more you recreate the things that happen to you, right? So she keeps recreating this scenario over and over and over again, and in order to get through it, it's all the stuff we talk about, right? She's got to grieve, she's got to make the time to grieve, she's got to, you know, identify the ways she's sabotaging, she's got to learn alternative behaviors to act upon, and it's a hell of a lot harder to do, obviously, than it is to say. But the one default I always go to in these situations is that no matter how afraid I am of something, I realize that if I don't confront the fear, I'm going to end up in that place anyway. And that's when you arrive at the conclusion that, you know, your back's against the wall with nowhere to go but the leap of faith. You know, we've talked about that a lot.
Yeah.
If you can get yourself to that place where you're like, it's a lose-lose. If I sabotage it, I lose the person anyway. I'm going to lose them anyway. The thing that you're not acting on, the thing that you're avoiding, you make happen. The person you didn't ask out, well, now you're never going to date them. You know, the business you were afraid to open, well, now you're never going to start. It's you end up creating it anyway. And should you get rejected, or should you go bankrupt, or should you go out of business, all those things are sort of recoverable. You know, you've already survived the loss of your father. As disappointing as that is, you'll survive, as much as it feels like you can't, you'll survive it too, and you're surviving it now. You sabotaged the last two.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're in the frying pan right now. So yes, we talked about this on the live tour, right? It's it's out of the frying pan but into the fire, but if you keep walking, the counter is a few inches away.
And she's 22.
Yeah.
You know,
well, good to start now at 22.
Yeah, I mean that makes it
Look at you. Good God.
Who, me? Janice?
Yeah, I mean, she could end up being you.
Well, there's nothing wrong with the menace. She's
how long's it been,
Manus? Time gal since 2008.
There we go.
There.
2008 is when the housing market crashed.
Oh.
I tell you that. And so did you, apparently. Down flames.
You know what, Jillian? I will keep saying this to you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this to Annabella.
Yeah.
That, you know what?
And I like being single.
I.
Yeah. Okay.
No, but Annabelle is just
that headache again.
You know what?
Yeah.
No, but she did things that you did when because you had the unemotional dad.
Yeah.
She has the unemotional dad.
Mine was emotional. Oh, was he emotional?
Oh.
Ooh. Yeesh.
Really? Oh yeah.
Angry.
Angry.
Angry shorts. Angry shorts. Which is, you know, what are you gonna do? That's a positive end.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm drier than the Sahara. You and Annabella have
Your
issues.
Boy, is it? Yeah.
Have daddy issues. And Jake's,
we all know
and
he's
Jake's
a mess.
Sad.
God. Guess where Nicole is today?
Yeah. Where?
She's with her boyfriend.
Oh,
that's
you know what
normal people do.
You know what,
he's
Nicole?
A nice guy.
I think he's gay, actually.
Oh, my God. Here
you know
we go
he has
again.
A white cat and
oh
he likes
God.
Disney?
Oh, we talked about this.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You can't keep bringing up his white cat and Disney.
Why?
Ooh, who's the daddy pulling up in that?
See, I told you, she's a closet hetero, and that's what's
no,
wrong.
No, I'm not. Look, I'm looking at the car. That's like a celebrity car. Let's see who's getting out.
Janice loves to, like, spy on people outside
I'm
of
just,
our tinted
I'm
studio window.
I'm just
window.
Like a dirty, I'm like a dirty, dirty. I just look out this window
because
no one can
dirty,
see
dirty
in.
You know why dirty? Because nothing's happened since 2008.
Did.